Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Evangelist Felipe Redlas. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join him now as he begins his message.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give Jesus the best hand clap you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, why don't some of those people in the back come forward? Come on over here. Come on. Come a little closer. Brother and sister there to my left. Hallelujah. That's right. Come on, girls. Come on to the front. You're going the wrong way, girls. Going the wrong way. What do you mean you're going out the door? Sister Tammy, go see what's up with them. Amen. God bless you. Pastor, thank you. Pastor Fee, thank you for inviting me to come again, flying me down here, making sure I get over here and minister to the people of God. It's such an honor. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad to be with you all. And God is so wonderful, so beautiful, so excellent. He's altogether lovely. There's nothing like him. I want to thank God for Emily coming today. How many of you remember the couple that came up here, that's Fee sold the daughter a home? Remember that? This is their sister. That was her sister. This is the daughter, the other daughter. Yeah, she came also. I mean, the whole family came. We just invited them come, and they all came. Amen. That's a blessing. It's a blessing. Yeah, you ought to come. You know, in the middle of, you know, transaction. You know, it's all business, but we slipped in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and God did his work in him, and they were touched to come, and I was so grateful, so thankful. You make sure you tell your mom and sister that I missed them. We missed them tonight, and we wish they were here again, but they're always invited. Right, Pastor Fee? Amen. They're invited. You guys are always invited now. Consider this your home. Amen, right? She's always welcome home, right? Amen. Hallelujah. And I'd also like to thank Pastor Cardell for coming. We talked a couple of nights ago. And I said, hey, Pastor Cardell, I want to be down there. And why don't you come? You know, bring the troops. Amen. So I was introduced to him by Home Bucket. And he gave me a call. And so I gave Pastor Cardell a call. He's from Texas, him and his wife. Sister, what is your name first?
Joanne,
beautiful name. Joanne Cordell. Cardell. Am I saying your first name? That's your first name. That'll be your last name. No, I'm just kidding. But what's your first name, brother? I mean, last name.
Jeffrey.
Your last name is Jeffrey. Oh, all right. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. That's all right. Well, we'd like to welcome you both. And man, what a great work you're doing. And, you know, not everybody can do that. Just open up their home and invite people that are going through. Really, I mean, the lowest times of their life when they really need someone, when their families let them go and there's no more hope. Am I right about that, brothers? Yeah, there's no more hope, man. And there's no more dope. No more hope. And it's like, man, what now? I'm right about it, right, brother? He's laughing, but man, I'm talking down the home avenue for you, ain't I? The dope is gone, and now there's no hope. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. Glory to God for, you know, people like Joanne and Cardell. Amen. That opened up their home. So, man, blessings to you. And I'm sure Pastor Fee, he will always welcome you guys to come and just to be refreshed. You know, is that right, Pastor Fee? Amen. as he shared already, he's been that down that road. Amen. He used to sell dope, now he sells hope, right? Yeah. And a home if you want it. Hallelujah. Yes, God is so good. And you know what's so beautiful is that, man, I remember that day that he was there. Whew, how God just touched him and filled him, you know. And it's beautiful. And you know what? That's my high. I love to see God transform you. That's my high. I like to see that transformation and God just allows me to be his glove, you know, his surgical tool, just that glove for his surgery. He's the master surgeon. And I remember one of the sisters used to go here. The one with the cane, used to have the cane, used to sing up here. Mona. Moni. Moni, Moni. Yeah, I remember she used to come here. And her sister I went to school with. What was her sister's name? Dina. So they used to come here, but I remember a long time ago when I was back in San Diego, in North Park, and they came. Her sister, her younger sister, Dina, brought Moni. And, you know, they come from the rough life, you know, the gangs, the drugs, all that stuff. And I remember her sister brought her. They called me, I think it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, to come and get baptized and give their life to the Lord. And you know what? Man, that's my high. So, man, I'll go get high at 2 o'clock in the morning. They called me, Felipe, man, I just want to get back. Okay, man, I'll go up there, get the water ready, open the door. I was excited. Man, another soul coming to Jesus, you know. And I remember Moni coming up, and then her sister, who I went to school with, Dina, she took off all the way to the end of the church. So, you deal with her. I just brought her. Boom. So, okay, so prayed with her. We talked a bit. I baptized her. I brought her to the front of the altar and began to talk to her and about to pray for her. And I called Dina. I said, Dina, come on down here. I just want you to see something. I want you to see your sister be transformed before your eyes. And sure enough, prayed for her, and Holy Ghost came. She started speaking in tongues, and you saw the transformation. Man, from being a puppet of the devil to being a child of God. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's my high. Man, so that touched Dina so much, she got baptized. She repented and got baptized. And so, I mean, this is sort of stuff I would do because I want to see people get saved. You know, I would pray for them. I would run across, you know, that was a rough neighborhood where we were before. And prostitutes, drug addicts would be crossing the church right there. And somebody come in. I would call them off the street. Say, hey, come here. I want you to see something. I would call them off right in the streets. But this is the way our God wants to use us, each and every one of us. If you are a child of God, God wants to use you. Just like Cardell and Joanne, how God is using them. Open the door. They get some type of pleasure in doing this, you know? Yeah, the same high. He's getting high off you guys. Amen. But that's the joy of the Lord. He uses us, Pastor Fee, Pastor Cardell, Joanne. He uses, he puts his hand, hallelujah, and he picks us up and allows us to be a part of his mastery, of his master work, his art for all of us. And he wants to use you all too. All of you that's here. There's no greater joy. How could I leave Hollywood? They were offering me one of the leads in a soap opera to sign the contract. Manager said $20,000 a week. How could I leave that? People thought I was crazy. How could I leave it? What? Because the master touched me. The Master came to me and transformed my life. And now how could I shut my mouth and not tell you how to receive that glorious life for yourselves? I can't shut my mouth, Emily. I got to tell people. Emily knows. She's worked in the industry also. She knows that devil out there. It's out there. The devil's in the industry out there. And so that's how we connected. We started talking, and she was like, oh, you were an actor? Oh, I was a makeup artist. Oh, what? This. I said, yeah, this. Yeah, the devil's for real. Devil went to the Hollywood. You got to watch what you see and hear. Amen. But, no, I thank God for being here. Thank God for Pastor Fee inviting me and all you all being here tonight. God has given me a word, and so let us go to it. Amen? Amen. I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And I'm giving honor to Mama Yo, Pastor's first and only lady. Amen. Pastor, Mama Yolanda's a, yes, only. Chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. So I appreciate Mama Yolanda's always been just so caring and so loving. And I appreciate you, Mama Yo. Thank you for helping this guy. Keeping them level. yeah, an argument there. Amen. So we're at 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and starting at verse number 14. Hallelujah. When you have it, please stand for the respect and honoring of God's word. Amen. If you have it, say amen. Amen. And the word says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. Whoo! I fell so right there. Excuse me. You are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This is what separates us from any other religion, that God will dwell in us and amongst us and be with us. That separates us from any other religion. I will dwell in them, not beside them, not ahead of them, not behind them, and not in some mountain, not in some plastered body, not in some wooden image, golden image, brass image, copper image, silver image, no image. You are the temple of the living God, and He dwells in you and walks amongst us. That's why when we pray or worship, man, we start feeling these little bubbly things, and your skin and your hair start standing up. Some of you start shaking a little bit. Some of you start rocking a little bit. Hallelujah. Some of you start tearing a little bit. Some of you start swaying a little bit, jumping a little bit. Hallelujah. Why? Because He's walking amongst us. That's the type of people we are. And verse number 17 says, therefore, come out from among them. Everyone say, come out. Look to your neighbor and tell them, come out. Come out from among them and be ye what?
Separate.
Be ye what?
Separate.
Be ye what?
Separate.
Be ye separate. Says Pastor Fee. Says Evangelist Felipe. Says Pastor Cardell. Says Mama Yolanda. Says Joanne. Says Emily. Says Tammy. Ariselli. Says Josie. Says who?
The Lord.
Says who?
The Lord.
Says who?
The Lord.
The Lord is saying for us to be separate and to come out from among them. Now, it's not coming from me. It's not coming from pastors. It's coming from the Lord God Almighty Himself. Be ye separate. Why? Because you are a chosen generation. You're a holy people. You're a peculiar people. You are someone that I have called. You have someone that I've chosen. I shed my blood for you. I took the nails for you. I took the crown of thorns for you. I took the spear for you. I took the cross for you. I took that robe for you. Be ye separate.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to minister along these lines. Come out from among them. Come out from among them. If I had a subtitle, it's Be Ye Separate. Father, we thank you and praise you and honor you tonight, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for your word tonight. Hallelujah. Minister to your people, God. Change lives tonight, Father. Draw us closer to you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, dwell in us like never before, oh God. For we're living in dark times, Father. The climate, the spiritual climate has changed, Father. And we need your power. We need your anointing. We need your leading, oh God. We need you amongst us like never before, Father. So, God, we pray right now for your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. Prepare our heart, prepare our spirit for your word, oh God, and cause us to change, to be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Be ye separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean. Don't flirt with those unclean things. Don't wink your eye. Don't toss your hair to the side. Don't touch with your heart, your mind, your spirit, your body, any unclean thing. We must be a separate people. We must be a holy people. Why? The Word of God tells us that God, Jesus Christ, is holy, and for us to be holy. He says, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's what the word tells us in 1 Peter. In 1 Peter, that word tells us, hallelujah, says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So God is calling us to a separation. Not a separation of church and state, but a separation unto holiness. I'm not talking about dress, and I'm not talking about perfume, and I'm not talking about earrings. I'm not talking about bracelets. I'm not talking about hairdos. I'm not talking about suits and ties. I'm not talking about all that stuff. But I am talking about, hallelujah, a mindset a way of thinking, a way of living. And that way of thinking and living has to be separate. Is it easy? No. It's not easy. It's a warfare. But the Word of God tells us this. It says, heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Some people, some churches, and some teaching is all about love. Oh, Jesus is love. Oh, Jesus is love. You know what? Jesus is love. But he also is violent. It wasn't love that told the priest in those days, ah, you vipers, you snakes. What happened to the love? And in those days, it'd be, oh, you offended us. I'm going to tell teacher on you, Jesus. You're bullying me. I'm offended. No. He called you vipers. Who us? We're holy men. We know the law. We teach the law. We walk holy. We talk holy. We're just holy. No. It's not about all the look and the pomp and circumstance. Hallelujah. It's about what's going on inside. It's about what's going on in here. We have to put boundaries. And we got the Word that talks about it, says it like this, cast down imaginations. The Word of God tells us to cast down imaginations and put into captivity every thought that goes against the Word of God. Cast down every imagination and hold it captive, every thought. So that's why, True Vine, instead of thinking of dope, we need to transform that and think of hope. Not a high on drugs, but a high on Jesus. I got to transform my thinking. Just like what Pastor Fee said today. He said, and I remember that. Yeah, when he said the sports and man, Fee just, bing, it's true, man. It's like he came become another person. All I see a big lightning bolt. Chargers. Texas over here. And what the elder said, he said, just switch it. Put your priorities straight. Oh, wow, okay, I can do that. All right, I'll move a sports and put Holy Ghost. Oh, I get it now. I just got to put things and prioritize things. I got to put God first. And that's how you begin to be separate. And that's how you begin to live holy. I can't be thinking, oh, that football star. Oh, that basketball star. Oh,
hey, girl, what's going on? What's going on, baby? You're so cute. You know who I am? I'm the football star.
No. I gotta put Jesus first. Boom. I gotta be separate. I can't act like the world. I can't be like the world. I can't talk like the world. I can't see what the world sees. Hallelujah. I can't go to those movies that are... Can't go to those movies that are God forsaken. More than a letter, such and such. It does. It grieves your spirit. And that's what it's intended to do. It's intended to grieve your spirit, to grieve the Holy Spirit that's in you. The music, same thing. To grieve the Holy Spirit within you. That's why we have to be careful of everything we hear, everything we put our eyes before. We have to watch it. We have to guard. what God has given us, to be separate, to be holy. And we'll keep our way, we'll keep ourselves from a burden, from carrying things that is unnecessary. And we can be free and move about and do things for the Lord. And the Lord says, do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. When we do these things, it says this on verse number 18. It says, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. That's in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse number 18. You know, and that's most of us, we get up our upbringing. We're an image of many of us, of our parents. You know, if they were angry people, we're angry people. If they were smokers, we're smokers. If they were cussers, you're cussers. If they were liars, you're liars. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's not always just like that. You know, some of you say, you know what? I see that's not good, and I'm not going to do that. But a lot of us begin to find out, whoa, we're a lot like our parents. I'm a lot like my father. Some of you don't even know your father. Your mom will say, you're just like your father. I don't even know my father. That seed just passed down. That DNA, that same spirit passed down. But Jesus is telling here we can be separate. Come out from among them. Say, I'll be your father now. And then we'll start acting like Jesus. I want to go to Matthew 25, the first verse. And I've ministered out of this before, but God wants to say something here. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be like 10 virgins. Everyone say 10 virgins. Which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise. Everyone say 5 were wise. And 5 were foolish. Everyone say 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Everyone say slumbered and slept. And at midnight, everyone say midnight. There was a cry made, and behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish one said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. But he answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. The church are like 10 virgins. There are 5 foolish and 5 wise. There are people in the church that are foolish. And there are some people in the church that are wise. And the Bible says that there are virgins. So that let me know there are not sinners. Virgins are not considered sinners. Virgins in the word is considered, well, they're pure. And sinners don't hear the word of God. They don't hear the voice of God. And these foolish ones heard the voice of God. That's why they could say, give me some of your oil. So the church has wise virgins and foolish virgins. And so they all heard the voice of God saying, come, my people, come. The bridegroom's come. Come on. And they all slumbered and slept. So they were waiting. They fell asleep. But when they heard the call, they all got up. And they trimmed their lamps. And the wise one said they had extra oil. What does oil represent in the word? Holy Ghost. So their lamps were full of the Holy Ghost. And the foolish ones didn't have enough.
And then when they said, come, my people, come, they realized they didn't have enough oil. And they said to the wise ones, give us some of your oils. You know what they recognized? They recognized those wise ones always coming to prayer.
That's how they knew which ones were the wise ones. Hey, give us some of your oil. They spend time with the Holy Ghost. They spend time with Jesus. They spend time in the marketplace telling people about Jesus, praying for people, ministering to people, passing out tracts. They spend time in the marketplace getting some oil.
When they saw them go through testing trials, it's like a press. When you're standing for Jesus, you go through those testing trials going in your life, the storms going on in your life, it's a press upon your life. And that press causes oil. And when you're trusting God and you're praying to God, crying out to God, help me, Lord, I need you. Lord, help me, Jesus, help me in this situation, God. You're causing oil to come into your life. Why? Because you're trusting Jesus. Jesus, he didn't tell us, you know what, you're all going to have a nice home. You're all going to have a nice car. You're all going to have nice clothes. Nothing, no disease is ever going to bother you. The devil's never going to mess with you. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. It said we're going to have our test. We're going to have our trials. Hallelujah. We're going to be persecuted. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, just remember when they hated me, when they hate you, they hated me first. When they come against you, just remember they came against me. Hallelujah. But remember this, I overcame. Woo! That's why Christians are overcomers. No matter what comes to our way, we know how to grab a hold on Jesus. Hey, glory. We know how to cause the oil to flow. Hallelujah. And we'll stay there. We can't just stop there. That's how we stop the oil to flow. When you get the oil flowing, just keep on praising God. Keep on worshiping God. Hallelujah. Keep on glorifying God. Just stay in that place until God fills your cup and overflows it. We have to cause the oil to flow in our lives. And that means that we have to do what God is calling us to do. We can't just do our own thing. That's foolishness. Jesus paid a price for our souls, for our redemption. Hallelujah. Without the shedding of blood, there is no redemption of sins. There's no redemption. There has to be a shedding of blood. Something has to die for me to be saved. And Jesus Christ was that perfect sacrifice. He shed his blood, hallelujah, so I can be saved now, that I can have a connection with God. That's why you can be saved now and have a connection with God. You are not lost sheep. You are found sheep. You have been bought with a price. You are special to Jesus Christ. Yeah, we all had some hard times. We all have some afflictions. We have some scars. We have some tattoos. Some of you have children because of things we did in the past. Not because everything was perfect. But God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus. Man, thank God for the blood. Hallelujah, the precious blood. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood that was purchased for me and you. Hallelujah. How many of you have been bought with the blood of Jesus? Raise your hand. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus made that home run for us, but you got to walk first base. You got to run second base. Sometimes you got to limp to third base. And sometimes you just got to roll to home base. But he made the home run for us.
but we got to walk home. Hallelujah. He made the home run, but we got to walk home. We got to walk this walk, Emily. We cannot do like what many Hindus do. We go there and preach the gospel, or others, I should say. Preach the gospel, bring Jesus. And just like, okay, no problem. We can put God, Jesus, he can be another God for us. We have many one. One more God. One more God, no problem. One more God. One more God. 3 million and one now. No problem. Oh, I've been there. 3 million, one God, no problem. Oh, God, everything God. Oh, it's not that way. Hallelujah. Our Lord is one Lord. God is one all by himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He don't want your girlfriend. He don't want your boyfriend. He don't want your mama. He don't want your papa. He don't want your best friend. He don't want your school teacher. He don't want your president. He want him by himself. God, I just want to bring this. No, I'm God all by myself, the Lord says. Hallelujah. He is all by himself. Hallelujah. And he's calling us to be a separate people. Hariseli. A separate holy people. We got to renew our mind in Christ. Be a living sacrifice to him. And go through our tests and go through our trials and still smile. Man, I remember going through a crazy storm. Just crazy, crazy storm. And I might have shared this here before, but my wife and my three children, we went through a storm in our life. Everything was not working right. It's like God took off on us, and we were left alone. We had sold and got rid of just 99, just everything we owned, just about everything. Got a big yard sale, sold everything, got rid of everything, gave away everything, and had a couple of heirlooms and some books in a storage. And man, we are ready to move to India and go do mission work. And all of a sudden, the church that we were part of, it split. And we were left with nothing. Nothing. And our whole world just began. And then the economy went down. I was out of a job, could not get a job. My children were going through their own personal storm. It was horrible to see as a father just their personal storms they went through. And my wife also, she going through personal, we were all just, man, just crying. Day, I was wishing it was night, and just crying myself to sleep, just praying. My wife crying, just weeping, and our whole, my body got affected about just mess. And I'd be walking around, and it looked like, man, I messed up my pants. From the trials and the tests and the hurts and the pains that we went through. And it seemed like God just left us. And I was in darkness. I could not see the light. I mean, I would see the light when I was unsaved. I could see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. But this time, saved, I didn't see no light. Jesus, where are you? But I knew he was there. But I couldn't feel him. I couldn't hear him. The devil was talking to me more than Jesus was talking to me. My body was being affected. Like I said, I couldn't sleep. I'd be scratching my body. I couldn't, that itching didn't let me sleep. And we went through. But I knew at that time, Emily, that God had a magnifying glass to my heart. And he was watching me, my brother. He was watching me, what I was thinking, how what's my attitude. He got a magnifying. Okay, I want to see what you're thinking.
I want to see your attitude. I want to see where your mind's at. Do you still trust me, or you only trust me when you're feeling good or you're feeling my presence? Will you only preach about me when you're doing well and everything's going and you're flowing, the anointing's flowing and I'm giving you a word, or will you still stand for me when you have nothing? When it seems like I left you. I cry out to God, 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 cry out to God. Had to cry out to God for my children that they wouldn't lose their salvation because all the wickedness and evil they saw and experienced were supposedly Christian people. They saw the ugly. They saw the foolishness. They saw the wicked. They saw the wrongdoings in the church. And I was praying, crying out to God for their souls, that God would not let them go, would not let them affect them, that poison wouldn't, that snake wouldn't bite them. I thank God for what my first pastor taught me. He said, Pastor Cardell, he said this, he goes, follow me as I follow Christ. He said, if I ever veer off, he says, you guys just continue to follow Christ. See, it's not about us pastors and ministers about looking to me as your Savior or Pastor Fee, Pastor Cardell. No, it's not looking for us to be Savior. There was only one Savior, Emily. There's only one that shed his blood for us. Not me, brother. I can only pray for you. I can only tell you what the Word says, but I can't save your soul. There's no heaven, no hell I could put you in. And we have to be, that connection has to be with God. You see, that's what a wise virgin would do. You keep focused on Jesus Christ. No matter what the boat is doing, no matter how it's sinking or how it's acting, I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. No matter what's going on in my life, hallelujah. No matter what, I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. No matter what's happening, no matter what, I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. No matter how low I get, I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. And that's what we got to do. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Focus on him, and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. No matter how low the devil gets you, no matter how down you get, no matter how many ghost checks you make, no matter how low you get, Emily, you focus on the Lord. No matter how much they're beating you up, your teeth are coming out, your hair is being pulled. Just as long as I could see him, I'm not losing focus. I'm not turning to the left nor to the right. And you begin to create oil. Whew. Oil for your lamp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why the foolish ones, they know, they can see. There's people in this church. I hope you're all wise. I think I'm talking about the foolish church down there, the foolish virgins over there, down the road. But some of you, many of you, you can see the ones' lives that they're watching you. You're watching them. And you know they're going through, but they stay smiling, believing, trusting God. Hallelujah. They still come to prayer when their life is a mess, their children are a mess, their finances a mess, everything's a mess. But you know what? You'll still see them come over here praying for people, singing in the choir, hallelujah. Oh, he's a provider. And you're negative zero something, 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 something. And they just towed your car away this morning. He's provider. Hallelujah. He make everything all right. Hallelujah. Wise virgin. I'm focused. Hallelujah. My Savior lives. Hallelujah.
Woo, my Savior is resurrected Savior. Hallelujah. The overcoming Savior. Hallelujah. He's the one that came out of the grave Savior. Hallelujah. So every dead situation in your life, he's a resurrection. He's a resurrection. Man, glory to God. Woo, in your dead situation, he will be your resurrection. It's not over till it's over. Woo, till God says it's over. Hallelujah. It's not over till God says it's over. Man, he has the resurrection power, hermano. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Foolish one says, give me some of your oil. You got to be crazy. Now, you know, I like to think I'm a good Christian, a good giver, Pastor Fee. But a foolish virgin come over here and God's calling me, say, give me some. You got to be crazy. Because I went through something to get this oil. Hallelujah. I went through some. I went through life. Hallelujah. My faith was tested by the Lord. Hallelujah. To see, hallelujah, how much I loved him. How much I cared for him. How much I believed him. Hallelujah. My oil cost me something. And you just want me to give it to you? You got to be crazy. I'm not going to give you my oil. Yeah, brother, sister, I prayed for you up to now. But if my Savior's calling me, adios, amigos. A la chao. Hasta la vista, baby. Woo! I'm going with my Jesus. I'm going with my Savior. I've been waiting. I went through tests and trials and storms. No, when he calls me, adios, amigos. I love you all and praying for you all and fasting for you all and ministered and labored in the word for you all. But man, when he calls, I see you later, alligator. In a while, crocodile. See you soon, raccoon. Man. Been walking this walk with the Lord. Left Hollywood. Left all that stuff. Left the red carpet. The pictures. The autographs. All that stuff. All that. Man, and you want some of my oil? I must have foolish dummy on my forehead. You got to be crazy. Man, the oil costs. The oil costs. It's in your alabaster box. That earthen vessel. Whew. That oil costs. Hallelujah. And it's precious oil. Oil of that Holy Ghost. Oil of that Holy One. Hallelujah. Oil of that one, hallelujah, our soul loves and calls out for. Hallelujah. That Savior. Hallelujah. That lover of my soul. Hallelujah. If you don't know that love, if you don't know that intimacy, hallelujah, then I suggest to you to seek and repent. Hallelujah. And grab a hold of God like you've never had before. Man, lock in. Hallelujah. The word says that they trimmed their lamps. Foolish ones, give us some of your oil. Wise ones, being wise as they were wise, that's why they called them wise, said, no, but go buy for yourself. By that time, it is too late. God has called each and one, every one of us to do a work for him. man, I see this team here. It's just awesome. Powerful. It's a statement. Hallelujah. And believe me, they go through their test and trial. You might see them smiling, but they could tell you some stories. Don't even have to tell me. We haven't even talked to anybody, but man, I could just only imagine. I could only imagine. You don't have that type of ministry and you don't pay a price. There's a price to be paid. A price for that oil. Don't even have to tell me. I know. I can sit down with them and, man, they get blah, 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 blah. Yeah, man, that's the devil. Hallelujah. And then come to them and say, give me some of your oil. They say, mm-mm. Say, what? Mm-mm. Go get it for yourself. So when they left to go get some oil, they came back and they began came to the door. See, they knew where the door was. Jesus is the door. They knew where the door was. See, because they've been in church. They were church folks. So they knew where the door of Jesus was. They know how to get a hold of Jesus. It was not like no secret. So, okay, ooh, we got the oil now. We went to the market. Woo! Okay. All right. Oh, all right, the door's closed. Go ahead and knock. Oh, no, no, you knock. No, no, you knock. No, I'll knock. Jesus? Jesus! It's us! Jesus! Hello? Wait, just take a minute. Why is he taking so long? I don't know why he's taking so long. Jesus! Hey, we got the oil now! Jesus, open the door! Hello? Jesus!
It's not funny. I'm not saying it's funny. Shut up. Open the door already. Tell him to open the door. I am telling him to open the door.
Jesus! Jesus! Come on, you all. What's going on? Jesus! It's us, Jesus! Jesus, open the door. It's not funny, Jesus. Please! Jesus! Jesus! No! Jesus! No! Jesus, no! No! Open the door. Jesus opens the door. Whew. Man, Jesus, I thought you left us. Woo! I was pretty scared for a moment. Oh, yeah. I'm worried too. And so, Jesus. It's a scary thing. Oh, Jesus, you opened the door. Wonderful. Ooh, thought you left us. Oh, man. Ooh. All right, saints. Praise the Lord. We made it in. All right, Jesus, let us in. You know, we got to. Okay, Jesus, can you move to the side so we can go through? And Jesus delivers a devastating word. They're expecting, oh, my daughters, my children, come. Come and rejoice in the peace and the love and the joy of the Lord. But he devastates this message to these foolish virgins. He says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. these foolish ones, after being saved, after knowing God, knowing the Word, that they didn't keep that relationship with the Lord. They didn't stay focused. They didn't spend time with Him. They didn't stay in time and basking in His presence and just enjoying the presence of the Lord and ministering to the Lord. I love you, Jesus. I praise your God. I worship you. And His presence come and you just bathe in it. Oh, Lord, you're just loving on the Lord and He's loving on you. That relationship of intimacy behind closed doors that He wants with all of us. They didn't have it. They didn't get it. And they lost out of their salvation because they had become foolish. And today, the Lord wants us to make a decision. Either you're foolish or you're wise. Either be foolish or be wise. Either come out from among them or stay among them. Either be ye separate or be ye a part of them. To make a choice today. You want to be foolish or you want to be wise and serve the Lord. Spend time with Him. Seek Him until you find Him. The Word of God says, seek and you shall. Seeking is an action word. And you that were druggies, you know, man, you had an urge, man, you needed, man, you know what, you sought. Man, you got any? Hey, yo, you got any, man? Just need a hit. That's it, man. Just a hit to tomorrow. No, I don't got any, man. Hey, dude, you got any? No, I don't got any. Oh, man, I need to get, oh, man. Oh, is this it? No, that's not it. That's not it. Oh, that's just it. That's not it. No, no, I need it. I need it. Hey, you got any? Am I talking right to you, those who experience that stuff? Man, you sought until you found, till you can satisfy that high. And we need to seek the Lord until we find Him. Whatever you're going through, seek the Lord and you will find Him. Hallelujah. It might not happen in a minute. It might not happen in a day. It might not happen in a week. It might not happen in a month. But you will find Him. If you will seek Him, you will find Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added on. A bunch of blessings will be added unto you. Ask and you shall. Seek and you shall. Knock and it shall be. Action words. Asking. Seeking. Knocking. All action words. He's already made the step for us, towards us, on Calvary. Resurrection. And now He's telling us to make those steps towards Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God will give you a resurrection experience like never, ever before. You just have to believe. 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 You just have to believe and do it. But if you don't believe He can, forget it. But if you believe and seek, you will find. Hallelujah. Will you clap your hands to the Lord? Hallelujah. We all stand right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord and thank him and love him. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, God. Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, just close your eyes and just worship the Lord right now. Just close your eyes and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord and just love on him. Love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glorify you, Jesus. God, we praise you. We worship you. We glorify you, O God. There is none like you. None like you, O God.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.